Please be advised this podcast is all nonsense. Nothing you hear or see while adventuring with the worm should be taken seriously, or more importantly, fact-checked. Try not to let the mispronunciations distract you from the knowledge being shared. You're just riding with two worms trying to have a good time.
And we're back, and we're prepped, and we got onion rings.
You can't say stuff like that, because I actually now feel like I really want some onion rings.
Like onion ring flavoured crisps, or onion rings actual?
I was thinking onion rings, like battered onion rings, like actual
onion proper rings. Onion rings, yeah, that's fair.
Have you ever had a... Because obviously it's batter normally, isn't it? Or yeah. Traditionally. Have you ever had a breadcrumbed onion ring?
No.
I have.
I just don't feel like I'd want it.
I have.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
It's so weird because the breadcrumb is always a lot thicker, isn't it? It's a bit too much batter.
Yeah.
It's just really claggy in your mouth. Like, don't get me wrong, it's nice and crispy, but there's no substance on the inside because the crumb's too thick.
Have you ever had a potato ring?
No.
It's the same concept as an onion ring, yeah. But you make a ring of potato.
Yeah.
And then you batter it and fry it.
So, essentially, that could be a little bit like battered chips, because they do battered chips.
It is almost, well, I suppose the difference between battered chips is a chip is a sliced piece of potato, whereas a potato ring is like mashed, seasoned potato, then battered and fried. So, it's very similar.
Yeah, I have seen very it. I've similar. Never had one, but I have seen it, yeah.
They're good. They're nice.
Because it's actually a little bit thicker, and like you said, they season it and put stuff in it. Because I saw a video, and someone was doing it, and they put... chopped up bits of bacon in it as well.
Oh yeah, that sounds good.
So they pre-cooked the bacon, then they obviously did their mashed potato, made them into rings, stirred in the bacon, the seasoning, whatever they had in, and obviously bits of bacon were in it. So when you were biting it, you had bits of bacon.
Yeah,
that looked real good.
Potato rings are good. You don't see them often though.
Well, when you said potato ring, I was just imagining a thinly sliced potato and then the middle part cut out, so you just have like a thin ring.
Oh, okay.
Well, that'd be pretty boring.
I mean, you probably could do them like that, but the ones I've had are just that they mashed a potato.
Where are you coming from?
Iceland.
Was it
the country? Yeah.
Oh wow. Did you go there to get them?
Yeah. No, I can't remember. We had them.
I didn't know if you made them.
No, I didn't make them. We had them from somewhere.
Would you make them?
I don't think they're difficult to make. You just mash some potato.
I think as long as you don't overdo, because you. If you overdo it, then I guess it will go so moist it will just fall apart, or your oil.
Well, you add everywhere. Flour to the potato as well to give it a better.
Yeah, but then if you're adding, if it's too watery, then you're going to have to add so much flour that you fry it and it'll probably just be really floury.
Ooh, cake rings.
Mm.
Battered cake. Oh, I wonder if anyone's done battered
potato cake.
Cake,
but an actual cake with potato in. Because potato cake's a thing, but it's not a cake, is it?
Yeah.
What were you just saying then?
I forgot.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know.
Yeah, sorry. But yeah, I would like some onion rings if you got some.
Nope.
You're not having the crisp variety.
Not having the crisp variety, no.
Potato rings? No, you got anything in a ring form that I can eat?
No. I might have a jelly ring.
Yeah, I feel like I wanted something savoury.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
Yeah, you went down the savoury route. I was really excited. Do you think we'd have much of an issue if we got termites on the ship?
It's a wooden ship. We were the pioneers of the wooden spaceship. They said it couldn't be done. They said it's not airtight.
That's what I was wondering if we'd have
we'd
like termites.
Be, if we got termites on the ship, we'd be screwed.
Well, I was thinking more the fact that it is an actual metal ship. Don't want people to think we're easily vulnerable. Just throw some water on them. They'll swell. It'll be easy. Yeah, like, do you think we'd have an issue?
Well, not really. No, it was passengers.
Obviously, all our furniture's gone. No. But and yeah, maybe. Do you say we've got passenger seats?
No, like termites on the ship as passengers or as an infestation.
Oh well, I was thinking infestation, but maybe. I guess if they're not eating anything, then okay. So if a termite is, if we had termites on the ship, but we had no wood, does that automatically make them passengers because they're not actually doing anything on the ship?
They're visitors,
or visitors,
yeah.
I guess that works for anything, really, then.
Or maybe, I suppose, stowaways is probably a more accurate word, if we didn't know they were
On a ship, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, if a postman came to your door
Yeah.
But they had no letters for you that day.
Yeah.
Are they just visiting?
Yeah, they're just visiting. They're just going to say hello. Now if they put like, their hand through your letterbox, then they're creeping.
Or stealing.
It's all stealing.
Depends what they're trying to do with the hand through there. That's true. Yeah, that's what I was thinking now. So obviously if you get something... Like if we had rats, but they weren't eating any of the food, are they again just stowaways
pets.
Or pets?
Yeah, they're pets. Yeah.
Well, I guess a pet would be more if we fed them and looked after them. If we didn't, but they just didn't go after our food as well or do any rat-based activities.
Okay, so where does the switch flip where you're not responsible to look after the animal? So if we had a rat on the ship,
yeah,
and we chose not to feed it and look after it, no one would care because it's vermin. And you'd be like, okay,
well, I think we would care, but there are people who wouldn't care.
If you had a cat on the ship,
yeah,
and chose not to feed it and give it water because it's not your cat, then people are like, well, you should have fed the cat because it's a cat. Same as a dog. Would if you had a raccoon, would anyone care about the raccoon? Well, where's the animal boundary where you have to look after it regardless of...
Have I ever told you about eating your own hair?
That's that.
Yeah.
Where's the boundary where people...
Of animal,
yeah.
Or... I guess it all depends on what people... okay, let's look at it this then. So, you said if it was a rat and we didn't feed it, people would just go...
Yeah, no one would care, because
yeah.
It's like people would pay to have rats, and dog, rats exterminated. Yeah, cats and
what
dogs.
How do you think people would react to a lion or a tiger not being fed?
I think you'd have to look after it, yeah. I think people are like, wow, yeah, you should have looked after
it. So it isn't... It's not size, then. Or is it size? Right, because people
giraffe.
Have...
Actually, that's a good point. What about giraffe? Because people don't have giraffe pets.
Well, I guess some people
do, yeah. Some people do have big cats as pets. They're more accepted as a pet than a giraffe. No one's having a giraffe in their back garden.
What about a fish, though? Because...
Well, first of all, get a rogue fish on the ship.
Put a fish in a bowl.
Yeah.
You're now expected to feed it, because people are like, why didn't you feed your fish?
Yeah.
Put a fish on a plate. People don't say anything, because they assume you might have wanted to eat it.
Yeah. So where's the fish in the ship?
So this is it. It depends. That's location based.
Okay.
Or storage
so fish,
based.
Fish are storage based.
Well, I think the same for like meats. If we had a cow on board, like a living cow, then people, and it died, people would say, oh, well, why don't you feed it? But if we had a living cow on board and we fed it and slaughtered it, then people wouldn't say, well, I guess the question about feeding wouldn't come
yeah,
up.
Yeah, because
you were still feeding.
You're not going to eat a starved cow. What's wrong with the cow? So it's got no meat, we never fed it.
Well, no, even if you did. But what I was thinking more, the use of the question was, where's the line of what's okay to feed and not feed?
Well, what's okay to just say that I don't care about it, it's on the ship, I'm just going to get rid of it, I'm just going to let it die. Because if a dog snuck on the ship, we'd be expected to take it back to its owner and...
No, not necessarily, because you could also turn around and say, if we had limited supplies on board...
We do.
And we had a dog that had, I don't know, was end of life, or had cancer or something.
Guess you've got a cancerous dog.
But people put dogs down for that, don't they?
They do, yeah.
But we can't just... We could beat the hell out of it until it dies. Or we can leave it and just not feed it. And people would turn around, why don't you feed it? Well, it had cancer, it was dying anyway. We need to reserve.
But I don't think people would be like, oh, but you beat it to death, yeah. We were on it.
I'm saying we could, but we chose not to. We just left it. We were like, we're not going to feed it anymore because it's dying.
I think the difference is there is putting it down is a humane way to kill it. Whereas not beating it to death will be considered not humane.
Okay, what's a humane way to do it on a ship where you have no knives? You know we're not allowed knives? Because when we go into terminal spin...
And knives,
boomerangs.
Knives are dangerous in zero gravity as well.
Well, exactly. They just float about, chopping up wires.
Yeah.
So, we don't have any knives. How are we going to put this thing out of its misery? Name one item on this ship that we got that we can put a dog out of its misery humanely.
Peaches.
No.
They got stones, bro.
I mean, I'd say chocolate, but you ate it all. Because I'm allergic to chocolate. But again, I don't know how painful that is for a dog.
It's true.
Like, is it... You know, they just fall asleep and don't wake up again, great. Or do they go through, like,
pain.
Aggressive diarrhea?
And then we got to clean that up.
Well,
and then the ship smells of dog shit again.
Then also, you probably get angry because you can't clean it up. You probably give it a slap and you'll kill it. Then you've done it.
Also, I can imagine diarrhea in space is unfortunate because it doesn't just land in one place. That thing's covering distance.
So if you had diarrhea in space,
yeah,
would you have to like do it in a bag?
You would have to.
Yeah. And just catch it.
You would have. But I think that goes for poos in general because it's just going to float away.
So I guess you couldn't really have a dog in space because they just poo anywhere, don't they?
You'd have to have a special room.
Can't take outside. Let's get a helmet on.
Just let it out.
Oh, that's probably a humane way to let it die.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Just let it out.
Let it out. It's actually, I suppose it's kind of, it's more humane than starving it, I guess.
Well, that, and also, isn't it, they get so cold so quick, like, they kind of just shut down.
I think that depends on how close you are to a sun.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That says if you're really far away, it's probably pretty cold, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you're too close to the sun anyway, you go outside, you're going to burn up.
But then if you're at the perfect distance and it's a nice 28 degrees.
Yeah, but okay, well, this is where I think you end up doing the whole like suffocating.
Mm.
Because there's no oxygen. And that's not a nice way to go suffocating.
Would you...
What about out of sight, out of mind?
Would you die from the pressure before suffocation?
Don't know. Guess depends.
Dogs, bro.
Well, it depends how far out of an atmosphere you are.
Yeah.
So if you're orbiting a planet that has some sort of level of like an atmosphere, you could probably survive a little while. But probably the pressure more than anything. But again, is that quick
or lack of pressure, isn't it?
Yeah, so exploding.
Yeah. Exploding? Dunno. Some sort of expansion it'd be, wouldn't it? I don't know.
So yeah, I think it's what you said, imploding. Oh no, because you'd go in.
Yeah.
Bloating?
Yeah, some sort of bloating.
Expanding. Either way. Maybe just letting it out would be the better way.
Maybe, yeah.
Because then no one goes, why have you got a starved, dead cancer stock on board? They'll just never know.
They'll never know.
And I guess it's a bit bad, but out of sight, out of mind, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that goes for a lot of our troubles where we just put them outside the ship and drive away. Tax bills.
Just anything.
Anything we don't want.
Yeah,
oopsie, gone out the ship again.
Well, I guess I need to thank you then for not putting me outside the ship.
That's true. Well, I keep trying, but you know we're okay outside the ship.
Yeah, you just keep leaving there and I'll just float around for a while. Yeah,
exactly, like a giant piece of spaghetti.
Yeah, but you're the one who keeps coming back when you get hungry.
Why, did that to you, bro? Yeah.
Do you make me some potato cakes again, please? Don't know how to make them.
I had the heart to make, bro.
Well, we'll find out. You said you're going to make some.
I will make some, yeah. Awesome. Did you ever play the atmosphere game?
We got outside. What?
Because we're talking about atmosphere.
What? I've never heard of this game.
It's an old game from the 90s.
Yeah.
That you had to play with a videotape.
No. Never heard of it.
Yeah. It's a good game.
What did you do in it?
So, like, it was like a gravekeeper or something. It was like a horror game.
No, I know why. I recognise it. You showed me.
You had to like play the video while you was playing the game.
Yeah,
yeah.
You showed me.
Yeah, it's a good game, man.
And you found out about it because you found it online or something, didn't you?
No, I had a copy when I was younger.
No. Yeah. Well, it came up in conversation, and then you showed us like a YouTube clip of it. You showed us the video, and it was really weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
You said
we could play that.
I need to find a copy of it and a VCR.
Surely you can just get a digital copy.
Not that version. There's maybe someone's made a digital... Yeah, so you know, you could probably download a digital version of what was on the VHS and then just put it out thinking. Whatever. Yeah.
Someone's got to have, like, made a digital copy.
Yeah, someone would have.
Anyway, yeah, before we get into more game trivia, do you want to do a question?
Yeah, go on. You can ask this one because I asked the last one.
You've made up a question that you found. What sport would you turn into a tag team sport?
Wrestling.
They don't do a lot of tag team in that, do they?
And I think you'd benefit because you could have teams against each other and they could do tag team combos.
So it's almost like it's never been thought of. So I was thinking, you know sports where they substitute someone?
I think most sports have a sub. No, okay, probably not, but yeah, okay.
I guess that's a one-sided tag team, isn't it? It's like you tag somebody else in. But you can't then tag them back to come back.
Yeah,
in.
I suppose for a tag team to be a tag team, they would have to, one, be able to do it on demand, and two, be able to tag back in.
Yeah, but I feel like that's kind of like a cop-out, isn't it? It's like it's like a half tag team.
Yeah.
It's like a tag out or a tag in. Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking, do we include those sports? because it's already got a version of a tag team.
Well, no, because I think like basketball with proper tag team would be a completely different sport. If you could have
basketball, you can keep coming in and out.
No, but no, I mean, like, so they have to call for timeout and they have to swap people.
That's you don't do that in wrestling. Y'all can remember timeout and it swaps up people.
Exactly. So in wrestling they don't, but in basketball they do. So a proper tag team system in basketball would be, while they're dribbling, they could tag someone in from the side court and swap over.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you couldn't. I'm just saying, would it really have loads of benefit?
I think it would.
Nah.
Because you could get your best dribbler dribbling it down the court, and then your slam dunker by the hoop, tag in, slam that dunk.
Also, are we going to use the rules of wrestling where you actually have to tag the person?
Yeah, well, how else would a tag team work?
Can't well, you could just do someone jumps out and someone jumps in.
Nah, that'd be illegal. I think also you've got a few seconds when you tag that both of you can be on the court at the same time, and that would make an impact.
Yeah, I just don't think basketball for me is the...
No, I'm using basketball as an example.
No, that's fair. Because in ice hockey, they can do that.
Instantly tag people in and out.
Yeah, so as long as someone comes out before somebody goes in, you can do it in between.
So they don't have to stop the round. Okay, no. I didn't know that.
But you can't have too many people on the ice at the same time.
Right.
So if the person coming out isn't out before the person goes in, you have to actually put someone in the penalty box.
Okay.
So they can constantly tag. But it's at your own risk, because if they're making a break and you tag someone out, you're like, can you wait a second? My guy's still coming off. So, yeah. Okay.
Trying to think what sport is high octane enough to benefit from instantaneous tagging. Because curling, it
might make because I feel like snooker just wouldn't be
exactly
a really good tag.
Just trying to tag a guy in
halfway through your shot.
Oh, unless they can, when you tag them in, they can carry on the shot. They get another go while the balls are still going.
Or like if you've missed, you can get him in the end.
Tag him in quickly.
I think that makes you difficult.
Darts. They can grab the darts out of the air. If they're quick enough and re-throw it.
I can see it's going wide. But the problem with that is...
I kind of want to see that.
I just don't think anybody's skilled enough. They'll keep doing this.
Come on, people say darts isn't a sport. That sets the bar so high for darts now.
I think there'd be no benefit from it, because it would just be people attempting to grab flying darts and never grabbing it.
Walking the darts stuck in their hand. It's great. I like that. I like darts.
I just feel darts isn't good enough.
I just think the bar for darts has become such a high level of skill now that like, people can't go, oh, darts isn't a sport. Have you seen how fast these guys have to tag and grab darts out there?
No, this is the problem, though, because they're generally really good at throwing the dart as it is. I don't think they'll ever grab it. Like, I get the idea if you did it like amateur darts, where people are quite bad.
Yeah, but then you've got, like anything, you've got different disciplines now. Darts just isn't about the accuracy of throwing the dart. It's about the reflexes of grabbing the dart out of the air and trying to...
So they can have a closer throw.
And then you've got collaboration.
Yeah, it'd be really hard to, like...
So you would have your...
Police, though.
Your classical teams who are just accurate, good at darts. You'd have your new wave.
I genuinely think you could also get to the point where you're just like, well, I know... Like, someone can practice with you and I'll just throw it in a certain place every time.
And that's a whole new strategy for darts.
Yeah, but I think it's boring then, because then someone's just going to be at the dartboard doing this, putting darts in.
Yeah, maybe like you have, is it the hockey that it's called where they stand?
I don't know what it's called, but yeah, I know what you mean.
There'll be a secondary one where they can't go past that point.
And they've got to use their less dominant hand.
Yeah. Or their feet.
Huh? Or their feet. Well, that would be a very less dominant hand, I guess.
The least dominant hand I've heard.
Okay, I can see the comedy to darts. I think it would take away from the sheer sport that is darts.
Exactly.
It's so good as it is. What else? Yeah, so I don't think snooker could be that good.
Yeah, snooker just wouldn't be any different.
It'd be a bit odd for you to pot a ball and then get somebody else to tag in, other than if you were good at long shots but you're really crap at the close game. You didn't have good
positional. Snooker table's not that big.
No, but there's obviously distant shots you got to... So, like,
he's aiming in the 400 yard shots.
Yeah, 400 yard. We could make the table bigger.
That's true, actually. Yeah,
maybe if you did the whole darts thing, because we didn't say it had to only be two people tagged in.
That's true.
You could have a whole team.
Ooh, like relay.
Oh, that's the other thing, though. Is it really a tagging in when they throw the dart? Because we said you have to tag. So you have to throw it, tag them.
With darts, yeah. Because you could have the hockey where they stand, you could have it at a taggable distance. At this, like, golf, I don't know how that would work.
That'd well, there's a form a, of a plane there's, a, or something. There's a form of golf, anyway, where you tag team. Where, like, it's cool, like, if there's, like, quite a few of you and you don't want to play, like, four balls because you got limited time, you have two teams. And you essentially just take it in turns.
No, I'm on about like a proper tag team still where you hit the ball and your tag partner can hit the ball while it's in the air.
But yeah, that's real
it's
hard.
You're not going to do it. Yeah, it's just so difficult to achieve that.
No, catching a dart midair is quite difficult as well, I'm afraid.
Because first of all, I'd have to be in a plane or something.
You'd also have to do things like where... Oh, yeah. You'd have to be in a plane. Like helicopter golf.
Yeah, helicopter golf.
Like your player's in a helicopter with a stick just trying to whack it midair.
Yeah. I think if you were the air player, you get like a cricket bat or something, you get something with a bit more whip.
Yeah, but then I guess you're just changing the rules.
We're changing the rules anyway.
Yeah, but you can't change the equipment.
You can't add tag team into a sport and not affect it to impact the sport in other ways.
Yeah, but you can't change the equipment. You can't use a cricket bat.
I'm not the normal golfer is using a traditional golf bag. It's just the air golfer. You can't give them...
Okay, yeah, but we can't... Just use an oversized golf club then. You can't use a cricket bat.
Okay, the oversized cricket golf club just looks a lot like a cricket bat.
Nah, it's just got a big old face. No stick length and everything. Actually, no, you'd have to. Otherwise, you'd hang out and just die.
Exactly. It's just... It's a golf bat, but it's... It looks a lot like a cricket bat.
You might need some, like, fencing uniform as well, because, like, golf ball, you might get hit by... Maybe just someone who's like paragliding. So from the beginning, they like, ooh, that's a good idea. So a team of three. One person hits it, but before they hit it, one man's on the ground with a backpack on, runs really fast, or like on a motorbike or something, to help someone paraglide into the air. You hit your shot, and as they paraglide past, they gotta hit it.
I like it. It's good.
I just think it's too complex. It won't catch on.
I think, yeah.
The cost alone to get this up and running.
The cost just to play around.
Yeah. How much is it for a round? You got your own motorbikes and paragliding out. But no, we don't. But it's like $2,000 then.
Fire it, but it's expensive.
Well, in fairness, at the fancy golf clubs, it's expensive anyway.
It does give a secondary purpose to the golf buggies. At least now they've got another purpose.
Ooh. Yeah, but you'd have to have them like charged up a bit. I don't think they're fast enough to get a person off the ground. You'd have to take that limiter off. How fast does it go? 40 miles an hour. You got a 60k because my mate's massive. Yeah, so I think essentially there's a lot of sports you can add tag team
to. It's just how easy is it, cost effective.
Especially if you're willing to skirt the rules like we've just said.
Well, you'd have to. There's no way you could just tag in and it not
impact. No, but there is sports you can tag. Like the basketball idea, you can tag without actually changing the rules.
Maybe.
Where you dribble down the court, tag someone, and they jump on and slam dunk.
That's true.
I guess if we knew more sports, it'd be helpful.
Yeah. Maybe boxing should turn into a tag team sport.
Yeah, like if you've been punched too many times in the face.
Tag him in. And then, as I say, wrestling rules. You get a few minutes for both of you in the ring.
Well, I think the other thing is, obviously...
It'd just be a game who tags...
Televised...
It's two guys to beat up one guy.
Oh, yeah, because if you knock one person out, they can't tag.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but sometimes when you get tagged... No, when you get knocked out, you get back up again.
It's true.
No one's going to tag me out. But yeah, that's it. I guess if you get knocked down, get up, tag out, and someone else can come in. Tag team boxing seems like a good one.
Yeah, I think tag team boxing might be worth a try.
And also, it's pretty much... It uses a ring. It's got a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe combat sports are the easiest ones to add tags into.
Yeah, because tag team UFC would be good. Someone just comes in with a flying knee. They know it's off... Off the top of the cage.
I'd have to be off the top because there's no right place to go.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of circle around the outside.
Yeah.
Can I come back inside, please? No? Cage is locked. You know this word. Yes. That's over. What other combat sports do we know then?
That's it.
Fencing.
Oh yeah, fencing.
I just don't think that would be very good.
Sumo.
Ooh, sumo wrestling.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about the rules other than you've got to knock them out of that ring.
I think they just have to push them out of the ring, don't they? I think that's it.
If you tag someone, they're just going to push you. I don't feel like it would be that much cooler. It'd just be four people falling out of a ring.
Sounds good.
Nah. Also, I'm too annoyed. You said we had onion rings and we ain't got any. So ring is pissing me off now.
Oh, okay.
I'm still down for the boxing or the UFC, though.
I think boxing would be good with tag team.
Yeah. Because you can take a few shots and if you can just get to your corner. And that's another thing that the other person has to stop you doing.
Mm.
So you know how sometimes you get the old person who stands in the middle?
The referee.
They'll control it. Yeah. And he'll control it.
Yeah.
But then you get the other fighter who just kind of dances around the outside. Well, actually, it's in your benefit to be on the outside.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Now,
because
then if you can dance around the outside, you can tag in at any point. Whereas, it's in your benefit to stop them running around so much. So, you know, you get like, it's really boring because one person's dancing around and the other person's standing there.
Yeah, I think boxing.
They'll put more effort in to stop them running around.
Yeah.
My only worry with that is, well, you know when they clinch up
and
they basically give each other a hug?
Yeah.
Well, that just happens so much now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they'll just keep trying to stop them. They'll be like, oh, I'm going to try to go tag out. I'm just going to come keep giving you a hug then.
Yeah.
So maybe boxing isn't a good one.
I just like the idea that if the one person runs to the side to try and tag, the other person's going to try and tag. And then if we're using wrestling rules where they're both allowed in the ring a little bit, that's just four guys boxing in a ring. It's mayhem, bro.
You could do Royal Rumble boxing, though.
Ooh.
Only way to knock them out of the ring is you've got to
punch them over the top rope.
I think you take the top rope out, so it's only two
middle
levels
rope,
of rope.
Yeah. You probably need to, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Especially with some of the shorter boxes.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to uppercut them so hard that their feet come off the ground.
Yeah. It gives people a reason to work on their uppercuts more.
And also utilise them more. I think people don't utilise an uppercut because it uses a lot of energy and it opens you up.
Yeah.
But if you know that's the only way to knock someone out, you've got to do it sooner or later.
Hooks are out, uppercuts are in.
Well, the other thing is, everybody trying to uppercut. So if two people uppercut each other at the same time, I get like a double knockout more often. That's my thing that really annoys me. You don't get double knockouts as often.
Because no one's uppercutting?
Yeah. People are blocking too much.
Yeah,
if you're blocking
too much and not uppercutting.
If you're blocking and you know that's not going to get you the win, there's no point anyway.
That's true.
Last man standing in Royal Rumble rules, remember?
Yeah.
What other sports are there? I'm trying to think of equipment that you use. Badminton, squash. Like, I'm thinking about.
Ah, okay. I don't think any of the racket sports would benefit from being a tag. They already have doubles anyway, but I don't think I'd benefit from being a tag team sport.
Yeah, I don't think bowling would.
I was thinking of bowling as well, but I wouldn't. Like, same again, you'd have to say halfway down the lane and you can, nudge it or something.
Yeah, but they would still have to tag you, so you're bowling rules, so
run down.
You might as well do it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, table tennis, all that stuff. Doesn't really. Because they already have two player stuff.
I also think table tennis is too fast to find the time to tag somebody and then. Yeah. Every time you tag, you're just going to lose.
Volleyball's already got too many players.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd benefit from tagging out.
No. I think boxing's the answer. I don't think there's many other. It's either that or the golf idea, yeah. But we'd have to convince people to invest more.
That's too much money, man.
But golf is, some of them make big money.
Yeah, but I don't think any of the golfers that are already good at golfing
would join our league.
Now, people who aren't making any money off it but are decent golfers might.
But they won't be able to afford to get in.
Well, no, they'd also have to find one person who can ride a motorbike or a buggy really fast and another person who's good at paragliding. That's a whole massive team you've got to recruit.
And via paragliding can hit a ball out the air.
Yes, exactly. For someone who's like a seasoned paraglider. Yeah. I think there's too many variables with that. The darts one was a good idea.
Yeah, I like the darts idea.
Which would make darts more interesting, but I just don't think it'll be interesting enough. We're going to get loads of people start playing it.
Yeah. What are the other sorts that we've done? We said snooker. What are the other, like, pub sports that people don't say are proper sports, but they're, you know, they're leagued?
Pool.
That's snooker, isn't it?
Five-a-side football might be. Because everybody gets knackered.
Not really a proper sport, though, is it?
But we do subs anyway. Nah, love. Well, they don't play it in a pub.
None for him.
Beer pong. When you get a bit pissed, you can get somebody tagged
in. Yeah, yeah.
So you tag in for them to drink it, but you tag them out.
Yeah.
So you're always sober. I don't think they play that in a pub.
I don't know, I suppose maybe some do. There's probably some student pubs that do it.
Do you think what games they play? Old men play cards. How about tag team chess? Let your brain take.
Oh, yeah.
Or you're not very good. Oh, I'm not very good at when the board's in this situation. We tag team the
board. Also, they always say with chess is the game's decided when you do a play because the player's just opening with certain routes. If you tag in somebody else who doesn't know what you were doing, they just make a move. Well, what they're doing now, I don't know. They don't know they're doing.
Oh, that's a good point. So you have someone who just does a random move every now and
then. Yeah.
And the other person's like, I wasn't ready for
that. That's not a move. Yeah, it is now.
I don't think enough people understand chess or watch chess to really want to watch a tag team version of it.
Maybe.
What other games do we play? Do we play any... Backgammon. Again, not really a tag team sport. I mean, I don't know. What other sports are there?
We pretty much covered them all.
I mean, it'd be really good if we were good at sports. Or we knew enough about sports.
Yeah.
I was trying to think about Olympic sports.
Yeah, so I was doing like javelin and stuff, yeah. Or high jump, tag team high jump.
Ooh. So you run up to it, but you can throw somebody else over.
You tag them, they're stationary.
Well, jump as high as they can. I guess the only good one that it would be for is like if you're doing a tag team heptathlon or a marathon, because they can run a mile, you get a taxi.
Catch up.
They tag you back in, you run a mile.
Yeah.
You
get a taxi. Maybe that's it, tag team marathons.
Yeah, like tag team stuff like that. Or you could just even do like, you can't use any motorized stuff. So there's a bike there waiting. You can run a mile and then they can bike a mile, get ahead, have a cup of tea. Then you tag them out. Again, I just don't think it'll be super interesting. But I think marathons and races could be a lot longer.
Yeah.
Like, as well, you've got a tag team now.
Yeah.
I think we stick it to golf or boxing.
I think my favourite one is darts. Second favourite, golf. And then boxing is the most logical.
I'm going to go easiest to implement.
Yeah.
And potentially the one, the sport where you don't get any injuries now becomes quite a lethal sport.
Oh, yeah.
Darts.
Yeah.
Because darts, you might get a dart in the eye. But imagine how many darts you'll have taken to the hand if you're not good at catching darts.
Exactly.
It's like a dart caddy. Not very good at the golf part of it, but they're good at carrying. So they're not very good at the darts part. Or they're good at the darts part, not very good at catching. That's probably number one. Then I think golf and boxing for me are like, together.
Yeah.
Because boxing is probably a little bit easier to implement.
Well, boxing is incredibly easy to implement because all you need to do is convince people to find a partner and then give them the rule set and that's it, really.
Yeah, but I also feel like people wouldn't want to.
Oh, I don't think people would want to.
Because boxing's always been such a solo sport, you rely on yourself. You get a tag team.
But you don't have to. We wouldn't get the publicity.
I mean, I'd be up for it because I'd get Mike Tyson on my team.
Well, yeah, but then what you'd find new people entering the tag team boxing league. You wouldn't need the big names that exist already. Then would have the new big hitters in.
Or people who aren't very good in that league, and they're like, "I've got good stamina, but I'm not a hard hitter."
Yeah.
Well, actually, it'll be good to have someone on the team as a hard hitter.
Yeah.
I'll do two rounds. They're coming for like 1 minute.
Also, that's a good point. Like how boxing has a tendency, like round 10 in, can get quite slow. Everyone's exhausted. Round 10 won't be that anymore because you know you'll be swapping in and out.
I think the other thing is, yeah, that you could also do it quite smart. Have a heavy hitter and someone who's got good stamina. Because if someone's just coming in for a minute pounding the crap out of someone, then they jump out and the other person basically just dances around and tires the other team out.
Exactly, yeah.
But I guess they would probably try to do that as well.
Exactly.
I might move boxing to second for me.
I like the idea.
Purely on the fact that I think there's a bit more to it now.
Yeah.
Whereas
golf.
I might go boxing first now. Yeah. Because I actually feel like it's got more. Because before it was me, all I could imagine was someone trying not to get knocked out and tagging someone in quickly, and then four people getting in the ring and just trying to knock the hell out of each other. Now there's a bit more strategy behind it.
Yeah.
I think boxing and then darts and golf twice. Like
maybe we take away the whole most people can be in the ring at the same time. If you tag, like, yeah, there's 10 seconds while they can swap. If they're not, it counts as a knockdown for that round or something.
Or just a point deduction.
Yeah. And then, so they've got to be quick if they're going to swap, and then there's no, like, break time, other than the person, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think boxing.
Okay, boxing it is, then. It would be great. I think some of these fights as well, where you see people who are like you said, get gassed out really, really quickly. Yeah. Like, well, now I'm bored. Or they just keep defending themselves because they've taken one hit. And obviously, you only get a minute to sit down and recover, isn't it? Or something like that.
Well, that's it. And also,
imagine a whole round.
That's it. Think about it. Like, there's so many people out there who are big hitters, but they have to work on cardio because you can't just be a big hitter in boxing. You have to have the stamina.
Yeah.
Nah, you're going to have these tanks now.
The only problem is, we've got to work out weight classes because you can't have just some skinny guy that's good at running. Because if he accidentally gets in the ring with
I think you do. I think all you do is you add up the two people's weights. That's the way.
And a good idea.
If they want to go big guy, skinny guy, that's on them.
No, I like the added two weights. I was thinking that we can't have, because then, but actually they can choose.
Because then you've got the same weight bearing across two people.
So you still have the same weight classes.
Yeah.
But you just.
And if they want to go big guy, small guy, then that's on them. That small guy's going to get destroyed.
Yeah. But that's good. I like
they've got a tanky McTank hands there. He's going to come in and fucking start.
And then, you know, little alfalfa running around as fast as he can. That's
fine. He's not going to be punching you.
Yeah, I like that. No, I like that. Yeah. I think boxing's definitely the one now.
Yeah, I like it, actually. It sounds really good. I'd watch that.
Because I think the other rule you could add in as well, when you're outside the ring, like if you've not been tagged in, you can still keep getting medical treatment.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Because then the other thing you can do is no rounds. Because because the whole point of stopping a round is that, one, they can tally up a round, but two, gives the person a rest.
Yeah.
Or you could actually do either longer rounds or just
I think longer rounds, maybe take them to six or five, yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to see these big tank guys coming out now.
Yeah, I reckon somewhere between 4 and 5 minutes, because if anybody's like, oh, well, you can't, now you've... What's the point of doing that? Because now you can say, well, swapping time gives you like a minute's worth of swapping time.
Also, I think by keeping the round time out, you're keeping the strategy of people who don't want to swap during rounds, but they're just kind of have a fresh fight after rounds 1, 3, 5, and a fresh fight for 2, 4, 6, and that's their strategy. So, yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, oh man, that would be good.
Yeah.
If I find out tag team boxing is a thing now, I'm going to start watching it.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. It sounds sick.
I might Google it. I reckon some idiots tried it.
You reckon?
Yeah, they probably didn't implement it well enough. That's why I didn't take off.
We're too good at fleshing out ideas. This is the thing. Exactly. If they had us on the committee, it would have been famous.
Maybe we should find out who runs it. So we've got a few ideas for you. You're running it like a cowboy.
Yeah.
You need to run it like a boxer. All right, cool, sorted.
What is it? Easy mode? Number one done. Number one boxed off.
Ooh, look at you. Play on words.
Let's go home now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.